This week, our assignment was to get a verse about obedience and or faithfulness, and tell how it applies to us, or how we can apply it to our lives. And I got the verse. It's Galatians 5:22, I think, 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Love, joy, peace, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness. I forgot what the last thing is. And then, against these things there is no law. And I thought all those things are things that that are shown when we have the Spirit, and those are things that I need to put into practice, especially some of those things, gentleness and kindness and faithfulness are some of those really good things.
Galatians 3:20. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well pleasing to the Lord.
Wait, hold on. How do you apply that?
By obeying your parents. Listening.
Because that's the same as obeying the leader, right?
Matthew 24:45-51. Who then is a wise and faithful servant whom his master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant when his master comes and finds him so doing. Assuredly, I say to you, his master will make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant says in his heart, my master is delaying in his coming, and begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunkards, then his master will come in a day he is not looking for him, in an hour he does not expect, and will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites, and there will be weeping, gnashing of teeth. I thought of how that servant, when he was not just focusing on what he was supposed to be doing and faithfully obeying, but was worrying about all the other servants and making sure they're doing what they're supposed to. And sometimes I tend to worry about make sure my siblings are doing what they're supposed to, when really I should just be focusing on my own stuff.
I got Proverbs 28:20. A faithful man will abound with blessings, but he who tries to make himself rich will not be innocent. And so I've been trying to be faithful and work hard and do what I'm supposed to do. And
I got Matthew 15:17. And so he said to them, because of your unbelief, and assuredly I say unto you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you'll say to this mountain, be moved from here to there, and it will be moved, and nothing will be impossible for you. And I was thinking about how if I just take the next step and stick with it, and just obediently going forward, then you can do things that you'll be able to do things that seem really hard, and you'll be able to move the mountain.
Revelation 2:10 says, "Do not fear what suffering may come upon you. The devil is about to cast some of you into prison, so that where you will be tried and have 10 days of tribulation. Be faithful to the end, and I will give you a crown of life." These times now aren't very hard on us, but we still have a bunch of those things in a really small scale. And I need to practice being more faithful at what I do, and so that I can have a crown of life.
I got Proverbs 25:15. As the falling of the snow in harvest is beneficial against the heat, so is a faithful messenger to those who send him, for he benefits the souls of those who use him. And I try to be a faithful helper and be obedient and do what I'm told. And faithfulness is beneficial to those who, to the others.
I got Proverbs 26, and it says, man is important, and a man who shows mercy is noble, but it is hard to find a faithful man. And that verse challenges me to be faithful and do what I'm supposed to be doing, and so that people can count on me.
I had Ephesians 6, 5 through 8. Slaves, be obedient to them who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, and the sincerity of your heart as to Christ. Not by way of eye service as men pleasers, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. With good will, rendering service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatever good thing each one does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether slave or free. And I was thinking, if just do what you're told and be faithful in what you're told to do, and you will receive a crown.
Romans 10:17, so faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of Christ, and a faithful man will listen to those things that Jesus said, put them into practice.
I got Matthew 25:23, it's when the master is coming back from a long trip, and he comes to his slave, and he says, well done, my good and faithful servant. You are faithful in a little, now I'll put you in charge of much. And I just need to work on being faithful in little things. That way, when it comes time for me to do big things, I'll be ready for it.
But he who received seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit, produces some hundredfold, some 60, some 30. This is a real blessing, because whatever the word is that we hear, whether it be from our parents or later on from the Lord, and as he calls us, if our hearts are prepared for that, if we're good and just want to do what's right, no matter if people are watching or not, then we can take those words and they can be eternal life for us. And we can hold on to those words and have hope no matter what happens. And this is a challenge to me, because I'm always trying to get past myself to get to that word, because it's really good, and it's a daily battle. Even if we hear the word and our heart is good, there's still, we can still be led astray. So anyway, this is encouraging, just to think about the word and I guess that's all I have to say. Lord bless you all.
I had Proverbs 26, like Randall said, a man is important, and a man who shows mercy is noble, but it is difficult to find a merciful man. Saying there's plenty of people that show mercy, but there's not very many that are faithful and show mercy. That helps me that I can be faithful and show mercy at the same time.
For the next week's boys' lesson, I talked with Marcus, and I think it might be a good idea to do their music test, and Marcus kind of suggested having them practice. Marcus helped me out a little bit back here. You were talking about doing the key, E of C.
Take the pitch plate, or the pitch plate app on the phone, get that key of C, like I go, do, do, and then I'm going to do that, and I'm going to call out names for UT. Let's say Randall, Bob. Roger, love. and to give it, see if you can hit those. No pressure. Yes, there is pressure. just do it. Just do it. See how you're coming. We'll see how you're coming. That way. Just practice through the week. Take that do and be able to come do. I go up to fa, go to mi, go to ti. See if you can hit that through the week.
Yeah. Question.
Yeah.
The do is C, right?
Yes. Yeah. Just blow the low do on the pitch bike. You have two C's. High C and low. High do and low do. Just get the low do like I do up front here. And just practice that. Now rubber's gonna hit the road here.
Yeah, we'll have two separate groups. People that miss it have to go stand aside. We'll have something special.